claimed the attacker used a knife. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A Southern California medical worker is in critical condition, and two colleagues in serious after being attacked yesterday by a man armed with a knife. Los Angeles police say the assault turned into a standoff at the Encino Hospital Medical Center.
The knife-wielding attacker brought out on a stretcher, suffering from self-inflicted wounds, ending a tense, long, five-hour standoff. This after an unprovoked attack. The suspect stabs two nurses and a doctor in the ER. Relatives rush here to the scene, worried their loved ones could be the victims.
I'm here because I hope that she's okay and nothing happened to her. She's the best person in the world. She's here to save lives. I hope her life will be saved right now.
And we now know more about the suspected attacker himself. He's in his mid-30s with a long list of run-ins with LAPD.
Ed Lasko with Fox 11 LA. Police near Richmond, Virginia are investigating a shooting that left one person dead and at least five injured. Chesterfield County police say the shooting erupted last night during a house party. One of the teachers killed in the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas may still have been alive while police waited nearly an hour to take out the gunman. The New York Times reports that's what a 10-year-old boy locked inside a classroom told a 911 dispatcher. Meantime, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez says the police chief who held officers back was not carrying a police radio.
It is not clear how he was communicating with other officers. As we know, as many as 19 officers were inside the school for nearly an hour before Border Patrol came in and killed the shooter.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. And U.S. Senate candidate Dave McCormick says it's clear that Dr. Mehmet Oz, endorsed by former President Trump, is the Republican nominee in the Pennsylvania race. McCormick conceded yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's concerned about the global economy, so he's making moves at the electric car maker to cushion the blow.
Despite the better and I would say strong May jobs report, corporate America, like Elon Musk, sounding a lot more cautious than what the numbers actually say. So Elon Musk, yes, richest man on the planet, he says he has a super bad feeling about the economy. And you have to remember that Musk also said that the U.S. is probably in a recession and things will be tough going for 12 to 18 months. And as a result, Tesla's now cutting 10% of the 100,000 strong global workforce that they employ. And email that numerous outlets have obtained. Subject headline was headcount reduction, and he wrote that Tesla is reducing salaried headcount by 10% as we have become overstaffed, he says, in many areas.
Fox Business Network's Susan Lee. Crude oil is one of the major pressures on the global economy, and U.S. crude rose to nearly $119 a barrel in New York yesterday. Meantime, Chevron CEO Mike Wirth says he doesn't believe another oil refinery will ever be built in the U.S. ever again. He blames decades of federal government policies. And an MLB legend turned commentator apologizes for an off-the-cuff remark.
Minnesota Twins broadcaster Jim Cott raised eyebrows during a game Thursday when he made this remark about New York Yankees pitcher Nestor Cortez.
That favorite pitcher being kind of like Devin Smeltzer, Nestor the molester, Nestor Cortez. Man, he is fun to watch.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. While Cott was commending Cortez, known to Yankee fans as Nasty Nestor, for his job on the mound so far this season, critics felt he crossed the line of good taste. Cortez taking to Twitter Friday to reveal that Cott called him to apologize, with the Yankees ace taking the situation in stride, tweeting, quote, "We all make mistakes, and I feel 100% there was no malice intended. No sweat here, Jim." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.